This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, B. This is nuts, but I feel like we've all kind of been kicking this around.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing what a draw the Commanders are now with Jaden and how well all their games did and then going to the NFC title game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a legitimate conversation last night about Washington could be in the NFL season opener, the Thursday night game that the Super Bowl winner gets to host. It could be Washington either way, in mm-hmm. Philly or Kansas City.
Yep.
And they're one of few teams that can say that, right? Like, totally. Some of that's just a scheduling quirk that's determined the year before.
Mm-hmm.
But you already know who Washington's playing and where.
Yeah.
Now it just becomes a matter of when. I think this is going to be an all prime time. Like, the amount of Sunday 1 o'clock games is going to be few and far between.
It's going to be a prime time year.
Yeah.
And, you know, I expect and I'm hoping that the team grow with it because schedule will be different this year, brother.
Yeah, man. And you're playing more playoff teams.
Yeah.
Just playing the AFC West. Chargers are good. Broncos are good. Chiefs are good. Raiders stink, but maybe Pete Carroll turns that around.
I'll answer the question like, Quan did to you. We're good too.
Totally. So. Yo, and that's got to be your attitude.
Yeah, yeah.
Philly's not worried about a primetime schedule or going to play the Chargers in LA or whatever mm-hmm. the case is. I do find it pretty fascinating. So there's this Twitter account called Nerding on the NFL.
Uh-huh.
He's the NFL nerd. And he's got 30, 40,000 followers. Like this dude or this person that runs this account is really, really deep into this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say it's correct. But, like, they're taking a good, long, hard look at everything, looking ahead. And we won't have the actual NFL schedule till May or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll leak some stuff. The first thing we're going to know, because they announce these international games mad early to, I guess, let people book travel.
Promote it.
Whatever it is. Promote it, yeah.
Yeah.
So the international game, the only one... I guess they've only announced the home teams for some of them. Like they've announced that the Chargers are playing in Brazil, I believe. Who's playing in Australia?
Is that
the Rams, maybe?
I don't know.
The Steelers are playing in Dublin. You got a whole bunch of London games. Those don't even stand out anymore. And then you've got the Dolphins playing in Madrid. Washington plays at Miami this year. The way they announce these international games, I think we'll find out sooner than later who the Dolphins are playing in Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to book your travel now,
better book it.
You're probably looking at, like, according to this NFL nerd on X, he's got that game week 11, which would probably be, like, November 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Do they play the international games on a Sunday? Right? They do, right?
Most of them are.
Because it, like, starts today. It's, like, Sunday at 9 a.m.
Yeah. But as they go forward, they may start adjusting some of them.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they play the Brazil one on Friday night. I'm also still surprised they play in Sao Paulo and not Rio, but I don't know enough about that. Mm. This dude has the Commanders playing the Dolphins week 11 in Madrid. I've heard that rumored. You've heard it rumored.
I've heard rumors about that.
I've heard lots of rumors because I've also heard some rumors about Brazil week one.
I'll take Madrid.
Yeah, I'm not complaining either way. I think I've heard more about the Madrid game, but I've definitely heard a little bit of Brazil talk. Either way, it wouldn't be a surprise if Washington gets their first international game since the 2017 season.
What game was that? That was the London game?
Yeah, it was the London game against the Bengals. Was that 16 or 17? It might have been 16, honestly.
That wasn't a tie game, was it?
That was the tie, dude.
Oh, Lord. I don't want to see none of those.
Yeah. No. But how about this? This is according to NFL Nerd, and this is hard. This is in no capacity official.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me stress that. He has the Commanders opening week one, not against the Eagles on Thursday night, rather opening in Arrowhead Sunday Night Football week one.
Mm-hmm.
That would be
bonkers.
Rowdy atmosphere.
I'll tell you, I played in Arrowhead, and I'm telling you, brother, loud as hell.
Yeah, I've worked some games there.
That thing is loud.
So week one, you open on the road. Week two, you get a home game, right? That's how that generally works.
Yeah.
Week two, home Monday Night Football, hosting the Denver Broncos.
All right. Drake, yeah. I mean, we get what's the quarterback?
Bo Nix.
Bo Nix against JD.
Now, again, this is hardly official, but this is not like
it's hardly official, but you get excited about it a little bit.
Well, here's the other part of this. This, to make this work, think about the level of math involved.
Just having time.
Yeah, sure. But, B, look, like he doesn't just build out Washington's schedule. He builds out the entire NFL schedule, 272 games.
How long he's been doing this?
Yo, like 6 years.
How many times he been right?
I mean, getting everything right, probably never.
Give me 90%.
Yeah, 80%. Like he hits at a pretty good ratio.
If he's at 80%, then that's I'll listen to him.
I don't know the specific number, but this dude is relatively respected in a nonsensical field, frankly, of mock scheduling. So, dude, listen to this: at Chiefs Sunday night NFL opener, week two Monday night at home against the Broncos.
Okay.
Week three. The 4 o'clock game in Lambeau.
I'll take that. You know why? It's week three. They're not gonna wait on it. Because if you wait about the 8 or 9, you'll be freezing up there.
Week four, for what seems like a tradition that happens every year, Bears in Landover, Thursday night football.
Bears in Landover? They gotta travel here again?
Dude, it seems like the Bears play here every year, doesn't it?
Wow.
When's the last time they played at Chicago?
I can't recall.
Is that when, like, D-Hall had four interceptions of Jay Cutler?
That could be it.
Remember he said, he's like, man, if I played Jay Cutler every year, I'd be in the Hall of Fame.
Probably could.
Dog, this is a banana. This is also not real, so I shouldn't spend too much brain power
getting
on this.
Getting a little excited here, Jay.
it gets you juiced up, man.
You're getting a little excited.
Week one, Sunday night in Arrowhead. Week two, Monday night at home. Week three at Green Bay. Week four, a Thursday nighter at home. And then week five, Jerry World.
All right, 1 o'clock game?
Yeah, noon local.
So we get three prime times in a row? Then a fall off?
Two prime times, a 4 o'clock, I would guess would be the National Fox game.
I think that 4 o'clock is prime time, too.
Then another prime time at home. I mean, that is crazy. So, of the primetime slated, of the actual night games, they got Eagles, Commanders, week six, another Sunday night football.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And that's now four. I think you're only allowed to play five. They try to limit the amount of teams a team can play in primetime.
Is it like that every year they do it?
Yeah, it's like an NFL rule.
Or they try to.
So then they have them again week 16, Sunday night in Los Angeles against the Chargers. Mm. And then week 18, you can't schedule anything. It's all TBD anyway. Mm. And that's also with a European game. Again, it's... Check it out, at Nerding on NFL on X. It's hardly official, but it's really interesting to watch. This would also mean another late season bye for your Commanders.
They got to work on that bye thing.
This would be a week 12 bye, which is 2 weeks prior to the last one.
Too long.
Yeah, and that's coming off a Europe trip.
Yeah.
Euro trip.
If they want to, like, all this stuff about their care for the safety of players, get that right.
I don't know what that answer is, B. I really don't. Because they have random weeks where nobody gets a bye.
It should never be like that. They should get everybody a bye somewhere around the week 4 through 10. You can solve it. Somewhere around 4 through 10, they can get that right.
I think odd number. I think when they get back to 18 in a season from now,
they still got to get there and figure it out about when.
I'm with you. I just think an even number of games will make that a lot easier than an odd number of games. I could be wrong on that. That's my reason.
It should make a difference how many games you have. You still can have certain people off in certain weeks.
Sure. Here's what I do know, man. Football is over. And not going to lie to you, it's kind of sad. Football's over. We're going to talk ourselves into – free agency opens in a month if you're mentally prepared. The draft's in what, 2.5 months?
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journal
analysts break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.